Welcome to the HeartDrink.com radio show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Cliff Rosang and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the HeartDrink.com radio show link at buildingfortunesradio.com. Cliff Rosang provides a global business opportunity at HeartDrink.com. That's www.heartdrink.com, serving the greatest needs in worldwide human health. He's written numerous articles on the little-known yet number one deadly killer of Americans today. Every day, 2,500 Americans die from cardiovascular disease, demonstrated by the 1998 Nobel Prize in Medicine and Human Trials as being easily preventable. Find out how to bulletproof yourself and your loved ones at buildingfortunesradio.com by clicking on the HeartDrink.com radio show link to learn more and hear our archived radio shows. And now, on to our show.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. And we started a special segment with a really special gentleman. He's been a customer of ours for a real long time and very knowledgeable about a lot of things, including business and the health profession and nutrition. And we invited him to be on his own radio show. We call it the World Health Alert because he's very knowledgeable about things related to health and nutrition. And in today's day and age where it seems like there's mislabeling all over the place, there's companies that put products inside of their bottles that we're really not sure whether they're good for us or not, or even sometimes it seems like foreign DNA. A lot of people have questions about, you know, what should I be taking, where should I be taking them from? And Cliff works with a specific organization that has really great products. And if you're looking for a trusted source, you want to work with people like Cliff Rosang, who's got the integrity, who's got the knowledge, who's got the wherewithal, who really does treat his customers exceptionally well. And it was my pleasure to be able to introduce him and say, Cliff, why don't we do a couple of radio shows together on Building Fortunes Radio to introduce you to the world, so for those people that are looking for a safe place to get some really sound advice and great products, they'd be able to do that. And for some people, if you like Cliff and you say, I'd really like to do that as a profession as well, you can even join with him and become part of his distributorship and help spread the word with lots of other people. So, Cliff, thanks for being on Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, thanks for having me again, Peter. Yeah, it's
you're
a
welcome.
Real pleasure to. You're such a pro. It's so easy to work with you. This man is amazing for a host when he makes the job easy to just talk about what I love. And last time, Peter, I talked on the heart disease and the issues that how this human trial proven results guaranteed answer to it is already here, but it's very unknown. The key ingredient was awarded the 1998 Nobel Medical Prize, and amazingly, even after winning that Nobel Medical Prize, it's almost unknown in the medical industry simply because it doesn't fit Big Pharma's business model. And that's enough said about that. Today, though, I'd like to, we can come back and touch on the importance of, you know, the widespread issues of heart disease and how it kills more people than the next six leading causes of human death combined. Just phenomenally important, and that's why I choose, and I do get carried away talking about the answer to heart disease, which is all natural, food-based product. But today, I'd like to touch on the money, you know, because I know money. Some of the folks that come to the site and looking at your radio programs there, they are working with. They're there to. The money's important too. They need that to buy their good quality products, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, a lot of folks think and say, and we hear that money's not important. I disagree, unless you're comparing it to death, and
right.
even then, money can be very important to avoid death. We see that in the medical industry, special operations, some pharmaceuticals. There are a few pharmaceuticals that save lives, and they can be very, very expensive. So money, the way I see it, money's not important. Yeah, I know the virtues of love and, you know, kindness and caring and doing good, and that's important too. But I'll tell you this, I found in myself that when I didn't have enough money to meet my obligations to my family and look after the people that I was entrusted with on this planet, when I didn't have enough money available to me, my every waking moment was spent, you know, at least subconsciously and consciously thinking about how I can make some money how can I provide for these people and myself. And then I came to understand that my sleeping hours, rolling on the pillow, for 6-8 hours a night or whatever I was able to get. Even our dreams and thoughts, our subconscious is working, how do I get some money? So when they say that money is not the most important thing, well, yeah, maybe, but you better qualify it. Because to me, if you don't have enough money to meet your needs, and it's not, I'm not talking about minimum wages. That really doesn't cut it if you're a family. You know, you've got children and they have needs. So that isn't even going to take the focus on money off of you. You've got to have more than a job. And we, this industry, we provide that for people. If you're wise enough to choose the right company with the right products, the right management, the right commission plan, and the right policies and procedures need to be entrenched and written out to protect the opportunity. And we've got that all going here. Just an amazing, you know, I've always liked what I do from home in network marketing for 27 years. The first company that I started with is still running and pays me. Not a lot because I haven't worked it hard. I'll be honest that it does wind away. It blew up really big, but I moved on to a better nutritional product. I've always moved on when I find something that is more all-encompassing. That first company, perhaps 75% to 80% of the people got results, you know, and then I moved on to something that was a higher percentage and a higher percentage, and now we have with this product 100% of the people get results 100% of the time. Human trial proven, blood test evidenced, and that's a nice thing to work with, where you have a 4-month guarantee, no questions asked, empty bottle refund of everything you buy on the first invoice, as much as you want. Fill your wheelbarrow and use all you want in your family for 4 months, and if you're not ecstatically happy, it's a no questions asked, empty bottle refund. That is an amazing warranty. You've got to have a very, very good product to make a rock-solid guarantee refund policy like that. So I just love what I've found here. I like the fact that network marketing allows you to do something once and get paid over and over again so that you can earn some more money tomorrow, and then that keeps paying you, and you can go and help somebody else the next day, and that keeps paying you when you have a high-quality product. You have the right product. So I know you've been working with network marketers for a long time, Peter.
Well,
and I know
I want to put that into, you know, I want to put some of the things you said into perspective because you did it so well, but I'll kind of share with you my experience as well. You know, I started off in direct sales, and I sold for a company called Electrolux. They were a vacuum cleaner company, and I did it when I was in my 20s. And you said something that, you know, you were working with a company a long time ago, and they're still paying you. Well, my company doesn't pay me anymore, even though I did the work, and they're customers that I generated from scratch, my hard work and effort and everything. And they're still probably either buying replacement parts or buying supplies and buying things on a regular basis, but I don't get paid on that anymore. And I spent a pretty good portion of my life, you know, hiring, training, motivating, and developing people. So I don't want to discount that because I worked for that company for a really long time. It was 12 years of my life. And it was, when you talk about working for money, Cliff, I was the guy that, you know, gosh forbid, if I wake up because I get awoken for any reason, the computer in my brain starts spinning and I can't go back to bed. Like, the worst thing in the world for me is that I wake up because if I get interrupted, the brain kind of spins, and lots of pressure on me building that direct sales organization. And unfortunately, they don't pay me anymore. The day I decided that's it, I'm done with them, or they decided that they were done with me, I don't get that residual check. And boy, whether it was $5 coming in or $500 coming in, for you, you know, it's just a matter of you're still getting paid on the things that you did many, many, many years ago. And a lot of people don't realize the benefits of getting involved in a network marketing company and having that residual come in. And then you also said something about the nature of the company you're working with right now and how crucial that is, because if that company goes out of business, then your residual income stops. So you're working with a company and you're building residual customers and residual income and residual distributors that'll pay you whether you're working it personally or not. And that is just flat out huge. And a lot of people never take advantage of that. So I just wanted to kind of punctuate and just kind of put that into my perspective, maybe for some people listening in, because if you're not in a home-based business and you're not taking advantage of these things, then you might be missing out on some of the best stuff you've ever seen. So back to you. I'll let you clean up whatever I might have said.
Yeah, well said. I did kiss a few frogs, companies that failed, but it was always when I strayed away from nutrition. I would go something after, you know, a business for the sake of making money alone without a value quality product. And it just doesn't work. And so I've learned that those games are there, especially cycling programs. They're just not my favorite. The only reason I have the only reason somebody calls me about a cycling program is because the last one he worked isn't still running. And that's all enough said about that. I don't need to offend anybody that's working those deals. But, I mean, check out, ask him if he can show you one that's 2 years old, any cycling program that's two years old. So I guess one of the things I could touch on here today is how it's all natural to do network marketing all wrong. There are just so many naturally seeming right things that if you do them, it is surefire failure. And all of the stuff that's natural, it seems the right thing to do, it seems to not work in MLM. And right down to the fact of, if you happen to be a really good outspoken person and you don't need help from your upline, the sponsor is, you know, next to having that company well entrenched with value pricing, high demand and effective unique products, honest, capable management, fair commission qualifiers that you don't have to jump through too high a hoop to get paid the money you earned. That's one to watch out for. And then powerful policies and procedures that are enforced to keep the business opportunity fair and equitable and valuable to everybody. Well, outside of that, you still got to have a sponsor. And that becomes the most important relationship in your business to you. That sponsor needs to be capable. And you have an obligation when you're going to join a company to choose your upline sponsor wisely. That obligation is to yourself, it's to your family, and it's to the people you're going to bring into this industry, is to choose the upline wisely. Not necessarily the first person or last person that just talked to you about it. It might have been a family member a month ago or 2 months ago, and they might not even be doing the business. They may have never, they've just passed it on to you, and they've graduated on and maybe are working with some other business, and you're deciding, well, they told me first, I have to sign up with them. Don't do it. Investigate very carefully that person is active, is available to you, will do three-way calls for you, because that's the secret to this industry if you want it to grow. And I'm going to actually live further on this issue, is that some folks are so strong, the sales types people, they're rare, but you do find them in this industry, and they're wonderful. They're self-starters. They know what to do. They do it. They can single-handedly bring 100 customers in a month or two. And every one of those people stay customers only. They will not network market. They won't build. And that's what he wanted. He was trying to sponsor them into the business. They wanted to make money in the business. But because he was so strong, he failed. He didn't use his upline. And this is a little secret in the industry. If you go out and single-handedly bring someone into your business, they will duplicate what you did. It's like our children. We tell them what we want them to do, but they're going to do what we do. They follow what we do, and it's the same thing in network marketing. When you give birth to a new fellow member, you sponsor someone in. And incidentally, if the sponsor's any good, within about a year, you become co-sponsors of each other because you've taught that new person so much that they're starting to discover new things they can pass back to you, and you become co-sponsors of each other. So it's not a hierarchy of royalty where the sponsor is the God Almighty leader. That's not the issue here. It's a work-together deal. However, when you sponsor that strong sales-type person, which is really rare, the majority of society is scared to death of asking their friend or relative to buy something. So if you bring them in single-handedly, you're in a business, and you bring them in single-handedly without demonstrating using your upline on a three-way call, likely, to speak with them on your behalf and answer questions, just a courtesy call, no pressure or closing sales tricks, just a nice pleasant visit to meet your prospect or your relative or friend that could use this product and to share with them. Then your friend, relative, prospect sees you using your upline, and they will let you help them because you let your upline help you. If you're the strong self-starter part, you can go out and slam 100 people in a month or two, and no one will do anything because you didn't demonstrate getting help. And almost every one of those 100 people you bring in need help. They need to come to you for help. But if you didn't demonstrate you getting help, they won't let you help them. That is the little secret to success in building a network marketing organization. It's never talked about.
So whether you can do it yourself or not, you should always do it with someone else.
Absolutely.
I kind of experienced that in my direct sales profession. There were certain times where we would take somebody out for a field evaluation. You know, we kind of show them the business. And as a result of me needing to show them something, you know, you wouldn't want to ride with me just to find out how the equipment worked. You'd want to ride with me to see if we made a sale. So in the process of that, sometimes I would have to do amazing things. I would even sometimes amaze myself of, wow, we made that sale. So I'd be more persistent. I would use the techniques that were taught to me. I would strengthen my demonstration. I would do all the things that were right. It felt as if I was Rocky climbing up those or running up those steps at Philadelphia and throwing my hands up in the air and saying, we did it. Look at that. That's fantastic. Only for them to say to me, that was really great. And then they'd never show up again. And I'd say, what happened? They said, well, I can't do what you do. I could never do what you do. I can't see myself doing what you do, or worse yet, I don't want to do what you do. And as a result of me being Superman, it really hurt me. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea that becoming better would guarantee my failure. And that's kind of like what you said initially. Getting better will guarantee your failure, because a lot of the people that you're working with will never be able to climb those steps like Rocky did in that movie, and nor will they want to. But on the other hand, if it was like, all I really did was put him in front of Cliff. If I was sponsored by you, Cliff, and then I started talking to a friend and I said, hey, listen, I want Cliff to help us with this, and then you showed me how to use the tools and the systems, well, then the person looks at, well, I could have did what Peter did, because all he really did was put me in front of Cliff. And we use the system to be able to do the education, so therefore regular people could do it. And that's where you're going to get the duplication, because you'll never be able to sponsor your way into enough people and get the duplication you need. So that's been proven by every, like you said, I'm reinforcing the things that you said, by every salesperson, every strong salesperson who said, no sweat, I don't need the help, I can do this on my own. They can, but they'll never get the duplication that they need to give them the income that warrants what this great industry can provide.
Exactly.
Let's do this. We're going to take our little commercial break. You're listening to Peter Mingles and Cliff Rosang. We're talking about the World Health Alert, but we're focusing on the business aspect of this. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the HeartDrink.com radio show on BuildingFortunesRadio.com with Cliff Rosang and Peter Mingles. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to BuildingFortunesRadio.com. That's www.BuildingFortunesRadio.com. With ProRG9, published in the Physician's Desk Reference 2014 and serving the greatest need in human health, Cliff Rosang provides a global opportunity at HeartDrink.com. On 9/11/2001, when America was viciously attacked, 2,974 people lost their lives that day. America was shocked and outraged. Yet on that same day, another 2,500 Americans died of cardiovascular disease. The next day, another 2,500 Americans died. And every day that fateful month, 2,500 additional Americans died. In fact, a total of 75,000 Americans died in the month of September 2001 from cardiovascular disease. And every month since, including this month, 75,000 more Americans will die from an easily preventable condition. Visit www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Click on the HeartDrink.com radio show link and learn more from our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to the HeartDrink.com radio show. And now, back to our show.
Wow, that's a powerful commercial, Cliff. And for those people listening in, you're listening to my name. My name is Peter Mingles, and then we have Cliff Rosang. It's R-O-S-A-N-G. And he's helping people successfully become healthier and live better lives. And we're talking about the business aspect of building the business. You know, it's kind of neat, Cliff. When I was with the company that I was with prior, the vacuum cleaner company, I always felt that when I took that thing out of the box, I brought the best salesman with me, because that product never let me down. And I think that you would probably say more or less the same thing about the product that you have, that whenever you go out there, you're bringing the best salesman with you, and that's the stuff that's in that bottle. So therefore, it makes it a lot easier, right? I mean, therefore, it makes it a lot easier for you to feel confident to be able to effectively build the business.
You know, with when you have a really good, compelling video in your business, whether you join my business or not, I'm sure the other folks are listening to this and they're already in business, or they'll join something else. If you have a good video, then the less you say, literally, the less you say, every word you say only detracts, and every word more is actually a less powerful presentation. The best way, these are some really good secrets I've learned over 27 years. You send an email to, if you have their email address, your subject is, have you seen this? ? Just a question. Questions are very powerful. In fact, I can control Peter's mind right now with a question. Peter, where did you get that tie you got on?
And I start thinking about the tie that I have on or don't.
Yep. So I just focused his mind right on that. So questions are your very powerful way. And in the subject of your email, have you seen this? Then down about six lines down in the message, go down from the top and type it again. Have you seen this yet, John? And under that, you put the link to your video, your company's nice video, and then you put your name and phone number at the bottom, and that's it. People love to click on things. People love video, and there's the curiosity. Have you seen this yet? Well, what is it? No. They're going to click it, and now you've got the professionals doing the presentation for you. It's so easy in this industry and at this time now and on the Internet and the way things are to make success if you know a few little secrets, if you do a few of these things. One thing about this heart product that I like is that it overcomes a lot of folks don't want to make money off their friends or relatives. They just can't stand that. They'll send them to the grocery store or the pharmacy or the electronic store for some deal where the pharmacy, that store, makes a fortune. But if they should make one penny out of sending their friend to buy something, they can't do it. They choke. And that's a beautiful part about this heart product is that all our friends, and if you join the business, it's a very low price, $24.95 for life, no annual renewal fees ever. And your customers and friends and relatives all buy at the same price for free. They get a free preferred retail account, and they pay the same low wholesale price that we do. We are not making money off the backs of our customers and friends. And that should please a lot of folks to know, because I know it hurts, and they're paranoid of doing that. They can't stand the idea of making a little profit out of giving their friend a referral to something that, even when it saves their life, it's not right to make a dollar off your friend, which is wrong thinking. I think it's really wrong. Sales is what makes the world go round. In fact, nothing happens. Nothing would ever move. Sales is the oldest profession, and some folks think that there's something else. They've heard that something else is the oldest profession, but if someone hadn't sold it, it wouldn't have existed. So the sale had to come before that profession even started. So sales is the oldest and the most important profession, because it makes things happen. The ditch wouldn't get dug if somebody didn't sell the subdivision homes. You see, no jobs would exist. Nothing would move. So I'm getting carried away with that. Yeah, back to the fact you get a free preferred retail account and you buy at the same lowest price. And I tell folks that really quickly on the phone, and they say, well, why are you doing it then? Well, because the company does pay an elite rebate back to me on the whole total volume of the sales each month. But it comes out of the purchase price that I have to pay as well. I get paid back elite rebates on my own product. So, yes, I do earn money, but it isn't coming from marking the product up. And that's a pretty significant point for most people. I'd like to touch on something else that could help people as well. So you not only have to have that right company, you not only have to know to use your upline, but you got to, when you bring in a new person into your business, you've got to help them get their prospect to you. And it doesn't work very well when they say to their friend or relative, they say, well, just a second, I'd like to get my sponsor on the line. Oh, no, no, you're good enough for me. Oh, no, well, he knows. No, no, I don't want to talk to anybody else. And they're finished. Here's the deal. You don't ask permission. You're talking to your friend, you've got him on the phone, and you decide you want your sponsor. It's nice if you have arranged it that your sponsor is definitely going to be available, but you don't have to. A lot of times we pick up the phone, and you just say, hang on a second, John, click. You slam him the flash button, you slam him on hold. What's he going to do, hang up? You know where he lives, you got his number, you can phone him back, and they don't hang up. They're going to give you a minute. Because they figure you're maybe answering an incoming call, but really, you put them on hold and you dial your sponsor. Your sponsor answers and you just say, sponsor, I've got my friend on the phone. And now when you click your friend back online, you say, John, out of respect, here's golden words, boys, come back and write them down, girls too. Out of respect for your time, John, and to get you the best answers possible, I've got my partner, Cliff, on the line. And then you just shut up. You're done. I have seen so many folks trying to introduce people on, they introduce the upline on the phone call, and it's painstakingly uncomfortable for all three people. The guy can't get out of the conversation. He can't get away. But that's how you do it. These are words are golden, and I'll tell you why after I say them again. Out of respect for your time, John, I've got my partner, Cliff Rosang, on the phone. I've got, out of respect for your time and to get the best answers possible, I've got my partner, Cliff Rosang, on the phone. Now, it's a little difficult to do it on a recording or on a live radio show, and so I flubbed that line, but you got it when I caught myself. Why that works so well is, what did you do? You respected John's time. He feels important. He's edified. He's lifted up. And you're getting the best answers possible. You're bringing me, Cliff, on the line, so I feel like you edified me. So both people come together uplifted and edified, and it's just golden. And you're done. You just go quiet, and Cliff, your upline, takes over and starts talking. It's just a beautiful way to introduce two people. But again, you must tell them not to ask permission to three-way, because over half the time they'll just say, no, you're good enough. I just want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to anybody else. And they can't get the three-way call done. Another way to do it is allow your new babies, the people you've sponsored, allow them to call you first, and they can have 2, 3, 4 phone numbers ready. They get you. You've got time. And they know it's a good time to call half a dozen of the 10 people they've got a phone number list for, and then you're on the line with them, and when they three-way, and if it's an elderly person that can't do three-way, you can get the number and do the three-way for them, click them back in while it's still ringing, and they can say, hi Mabel, it's Axel here, and out of respect for your time, to get you the best answers possible, I've got Cliff on the line, my partner. And then they're done, and you're there, and everybody. It's just a wonderful thing. The three-way call is the backbone of anyone being successful in network marketing, in as far as I've seen.
Very powerful. And most of us, though, have experienced it done the wrong way. And when you've had it experienced done the wrong way, that's why you have the negative, perhaps, perception. So anybody who's ever bought a car who said, let me go get my manager, realizes that now I'm going to go get the guy with the tourniquet, or anybody that said, let me get my upline, who's done it the wrong way many times, you find that, the person has no class, he has no couth, no education, whatever, they're high pressure, whatever might turn someone off. But when it's done the right way, it's great, and it's a smooth transition, and it's very effective, and there's, most important part, no losers in the equation. Because you're helping someone to make a decision, you're providing for them a product that when they take it, it's going to make an impact on their life in many, many ways, and if they decide to do something with the business too, you're helping them every step of the way. There are no losers anywhere in that equation. And Cliff, that's why I love working with you, because even though we grew up in different environments, the way that you're teaching right now, which is the first time I've ever heard you use these words, I'm shaking my head up and down as opposed to left to right, because I'm like, yes, this is it. This is what I've learned. This is what works. This is what makes it smoother for even the newer people to get actively involved. And this is the formula for success as opposed to a guaranteed formula for failure. So we have about 30 seconds left before we're done. Cliff, this is a fast 30 minutes. We're going to have you back. We're going to talk more about product. We'll talk more about business opportunity on other shows as well. But I'll let you wrap it up. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, heartdrink.com. www.heartdrink.com. You can get access to something that'll make your 80s and 90s the best years of your life. And then you'll retire, jump on the cruise ships, and see the world for another couple decades. It's just that good a product. Creates the cardiovascular system of a teenager in your body, even when you're in your 60s and 70s. That has happened to many folks. And we can't guarantee that's going to happen to everyone, but it has happened to many people, evidenced by human trials. One other thing, I guess, about the product to say is that it's kind of nice to work with a business that the people at I only got 30 seconds, so let me tell you that the people in my business, the distributor services reps, are amazing people. I don't have to train them, and I don't have to get up every morning and fix the company. This is an amazing business with an amazing company. And it's pleased to answer your questions. And we never push pressure or embarrass you when we're talking to your friends. That's another point I would touch on. Thanks, Peter. The 30 seconds must be gone.
Yep, we're done. Catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Cliff Rosang. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the HeartDrink.com radio show. That's www.heartdrink.com on buildingfortunesradio.com with Cliff Rosang and Peter Mingles. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Cliff Rosang and Peter Mingles. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Cliff, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.